local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Pensacola, it is 5:11, and I'm Bobby Rossi filling in today. Austin, man in the helm, as he always does. Let's get started with your top three stories. Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, both campaigning in the West today. Trump is campaigning for Republicans in Montana, and then Harris and Tim Walz will be in Glendale. FBI, according to ABC News, has updated President Trump about his attempted assassination. The 20-year-old Pennsylvania man, Thomas Crooks, apparently searched online for both Democratic and Republican politicians, and it's possible that he chose Trump because he was the next prominent name to visit the area. They also informed him that he appears to be highly intelligent, talking about Crooks. He scored higher than 1,500 on his SATs and may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. You heard right there a little bit earlier with WEAR that there was a plane that went down in Brazil. Brazil's president says that 62 people are dead after it crashed, and this was caught on cell phone video, captured the crash. Local headlines, a tropical wave out there over the Atlantic. You just heard this on WEAR as well. It's basically the same place where Hurricane Debbie started, but where it's at right now, Hurricane Debbie had a 40% chance of formation. This one already has a 60% chance of formation, so it's growing stronger, faster than what Debbie did. Right now, the current storm track does show it heading straight to the Dominican Republic, as well as Haiti, and then Cuba, maybe just a little bit further north than what the storm track was for Debbie. But it's so far out there in the middle of the Atlantic right now, the storm track could change at any time, but we'll be keeping our eye on that. Right now, 0% chance of formation over the next 48 hours, 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. So we'll keep our eye on that as we continue on. In local news, a tiny home community in Escambia County is giving residents a chance to not just survive, but live. Fresh Start Village is for foster youths who have aged out of the system and are looking to start the next chapter of their lives. The 400-square-foot homes come fully furnished, and there's a community center where tenants can get help with finances and health care.
Yeah, that's awesome. And secondly here, right before traffic and weather together, Amtrak's passenger rail service between Mobile and New Orleans is expected to begin early next year. Great news, right? Well, maybe not so great for Northwest Florida. On Tuesday, the Mobile City Council had a unanimous vote in favor of the project, but an amendment added to the leasing agreement states that the contract with Amtrak would be void if it tries to extend service north or east of Mobile, and that would, of course, block Pensacola's efforts to bring passenger rail service here. So very unfortunate headline there. I don't think anything's set in stone yet. It's not like we'll never get railway service, but as far as the whole Amtrak passenger rail service that had been talked about, may not be a done deal. Alrighty, just about 5:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it was rough in some spots, but not relatively bad compared to what we saw earlier this week. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Also have some issues still on 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox, but that's not looking too severe at this time. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound passing the Home Depot over in Pace. As for the weather, it's 90 degrees in Pensacola, a few clouds here and there, nothing too crazy. It's gotten actually a bit cloudier. We do have a heat advisory in effect until about 7 p.m. tonight, and tonight's low is going to be 78 degrees with a slight chance of thunderstorms, nothing too crazy. That is going to bleed into tomorrow, and your high is going to be 96 on your Saturday. So hot as heck with a slight chance of rain. That's how we do it here. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
And let's get into some of these other stories. A Pensacola woman up in Cantonment, she's accused of shooting at her ex-girlfriend. She's been arrested. Campbell County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 23-year-old Haley Marie Starr Smith after responding to a shooting on Wood Lake Drive in Cantonment around 4 a.m. yesterday. The ex apparently shot back in self-defense, but no one was injured in the shooting.
And the newly released spring tourism numbers revealed a decline for Walton County this year. The report showed Walton County dropped 5.1% in total visitors from spring of 2023 to just 1.3 million people, but they still managed to stay ahead with tourism tax collections, raising 2% to $16.8 million. The report also showed increases in length of stay to more than six nights, and many of these spring visitors are annual or repeat vacationers.
And the kennels are full of dogs and cats desperately in need of a home at Santa Rosa County Animal Services. They have 160 dogs in their care. Now, many are being fostered, but they have 91 dogs in-house, but only 70 kennels. Cats, similar situation. They have 221 cats, 145 are being fostered. 70 cats in the shelter, it only has room for 61. So they said the biggest factor for the animals in their care, irresponsible owners. Let's get on to some state headlines here.
It's another extremely hot day across Florida. If you've been listening to weather updates throughout this week, you know that that's no shocker. National Weather Services have said that heat indexes are expected to be topping like 110 degrees. That was what the expectation was this afternoon. And a heat advisory, of course, is in effect here, but also across the entire state. There were feels like temperatures that potentially exceeded 112 degrees in parts of the Big Bend and Panhandle.
And then this is the final weekend to save on back-to-school shopping. The state's sales tax holiday ends on Sunday. You can get all kinds of deals on school supplies, footwear, accessories, and even personal computers.
And sorry, I was taking a drink. And lawyers are arguing that a deadly shooting in Jacksonville is a stand-your-ground case. Shannon McCarthy is facing second-degree murder charges after the decomposed remains of her partner, Heather Shepherd, were found on the porch of her home last year. McCarthy's attorneys are asking a judge to rule that their client is protected by the stand-your-ground law because, her lawyers claim, McCarthy was defending herself when Shepherd threatened her with a shotgun.
Yeah, that's not cool. The state of Florida will honor a police officer who has fallen over in Lake County. Lake County Deputy Sheriff Bradley Link, 28 years old, was killed in last week in an ambush that left two other deputies hurt.
And an 11-year-old boy is dead after a fatal shooting in St. Petersburg late Thursday. The child, who was later identified as Viandre Hargrove, was found dead at the scene. Police say they do not yet have a description of the suspect or a motive for the shooting.
And an elderly man was killed on I-95 in Jacksonville. He's 84 years old. Apparently, he's walking in the travel section, and a tractor-trailer and a van hit him around 3:30 this morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and police are still investigating the crash.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take our first quick break. When we return, we got some national headlines for you. Some of it's about, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. There's been a lot about that, but also some stuff going on with some of these homeless encampments, some of the news about that in California. So stick around for all that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Conservative Republican Walker Wilson, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership. Wilson is a fiscal conservative who will cut taxes to give hardworking families and seniors on fixed incomes relief from rising prices and make life more affordable. Wilson will invest in infrastructure projects to ease traffic congestion and upgrade our aging stormwater systems to protect our neighborhoods from flood risks. Walker Wilson will fully fund the Sheriff's Department to keep us safe, work to give the sheriff the power to enforce our immigration laws, and push to recover the millions of taxpayer dollars spent on benefits to illegal aliens. Walker Wilson has deep roots here and shares our North Florida small-town conservative values. Vote for conservative Republican Walker Wilson for Escambia County Commission, Escambia County's next generation of conservative leadership.
Paid by Walker Wilson, Republican for Escambia County Commissioner.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life. Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
New South Rock! Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Uses directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 525. We're going to go ahead and get right into your roads and weather here. Let's see what we got. All right, so there are several spots to note here early. Let's see. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there. Same can be said for Palafox Street itself, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and Highway 29. That's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Last spot in Pensacola is Mobile Highway, traveling northbound where Michigan Avenue meets Softly Field Road. No confirmation of an accident or anything there. Outside of that, it's just going to be maybe some slight congestion on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound approaching Highway 87. As for the weather, it's going to be, 89 degrees, partly cloudy in the skies here in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. Tonight's low is going to be 78 degrees with about a 30% chance of thunderstorms. And getting into tomorrow, that 30% chance is going to linger, but so will the heat. We're going to get right back into this this hot weather with a high of about 96 degrees. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Hey, it's a night of fun, fashion, and philanthropy at the 48th Annual Stepping Out in Style Fashion Show presented by the Women's Board of Baptist Healthcare Foundation. And it's going to be Thursday, October 24th, so put that on your calendar. It's going to be at the Sanders Beach Corinne Jones Resource Center. Fashions are provided by Bloutique, Dillard's, Gulf Coast Cabbie Stylist, and the Market at Manly Shoes. The night begins at 5:30 with social time and charcuterie and beverages, and a live and silent auction, and, of course, the much-anticipated fashion show. Sponsorships are now available. Check out baptisthealthcarefoundation.org. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get into some of our national headlines now. A former senior advisor to President Biden is attributing the end of his reelection campaign to horrible attacks by Democrats in the press. In an interview with Politico, Anita Dunn said Biden's poor debate performance against Trump wasn't the reason for his campaign's demise. She instead cited public comments from congressional Democrats, including former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, casting doubt on Biden's candidacy.
Yeah,
which of course happened after the horrible debate performance.
Dude, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's like no one was saying he can't do it. He should drop out. No one said that until after the debate. Whatever.
Yep, exactly.
The nation's largest Latino civil rights group is endorsing Kamala Harris for president. The League of United Latin American Citizens officially endorsed her today, breaking with its past practice of not formally supporting anyone. The group's leaders are expected to appear alongside Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, of course, at a campaign rally in Las Vegas on Saturday.
Then a U.S. District Court judge is denying Harvard University's motion to dismiss an anti-Semitism lawsuit against the Ivy League school. Harvard Divinity School graduate and advocacy group Students Against Anti-Semitism filed the lawsuit back in January. The complaint alleges that the Harvard failed to safeguard Jewish students from harassment and discrimination. The judge said in its ruling that Harvard failed its Jewish students. So they're not going to be dropping it.
And a tornado watch is in effect for 11 New Jersey counties as Tropical Depression Debbie moves through the state. It's in effect until 10 p.m. tonight. Forecasters say that the combination of warm, moist air with southerly winds can stir up thunderstorms and a chance for a tornado, of course. Flooding is also a big concern, with many already soaked from Tuesday's storms, including one public park where the ground gave way. There were dozens of car rescues across the state this week alone, and the State Department of Transportation highway crews have been deployed.
Mayor Eric Adams is reminding New Yorkers to take precautions today due to the remnants of Debbie. Yeah, it's way up there. The city has issued a travel advisory, and there is a truck ban in effect on its bridges. Adams said that they'll continue to use drones to warn people in areas that have seen basement flooding in the past. And he says residents should avoid walking under large trees that could come down due to high winds and saturated ground.
And lastly here, California Governor Gavin Newsom wants cities and counties to step up, removing homeless encampments, and says he'll withhold funds from those who don't. The governor signed an executive order last month giving local governments the authority to get rid of the encampments and ticket homeless people for camping in public. Newsom said that people are struggling and dying, and local governments need to step up and use that authority. 5:30 here. That wraps up your national headlines. We've got a Fox News break coming up for you, followed by Your Money Now. When we return, we've got some sports headlines for you. Of course, it's all about the Olympics, and we got a medal update, of course. America had a narrow lead in golds, but now it's all tied up with China again. We'll get into that and more. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Tom Rigotti with Tom Graham.
Former President Trump holding a rally in Montana this evening as he offers support to the Republican challenger in the key Senate race there.
You got incumbent Democrat Montana Senator John Tester. He's been in office since 2007. He is not endorsing Kamala Harris. He's going up against Republican challenger Tim Sheehy. He is a Navy SEAL. This race expected to be very tight.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Bozeman.
Post-tropical storm Debbie continues to lumber north, drenching Pennsylvania, New York, and other states in the system's wake. There's mass flooding and power outages.
Outages totaled almost 500,000 during the day yesterday. They're down to close to 20,000 now.
That's North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Debbie also drenched parts of Florida and Georgia. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Senator Elizabeth Warren sent a letter to Tesla concerning their CEO Elon Musk and possible breaches of his fiduciary duty to that company. Warren wants to know whether the board has ever investigated Musk's use of Tesla resources to help benefit his other companies, including XAI and SpaceX. Merck announcing today it's agreed to acquire an experimental drug targeting B-cell associated diseases for up to $1.3 billion. Abnormal B-cells can cause a range of diseases from autoimmune to cancer. The list includes lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, and type 1 diabetes. On Wall Street, stocks shot higher on the backs of easing fears of a U.S. recession. The Dow up 51, the S&P 500 gaining 24, and the NASDAQ up 85 points. U.S. oil futures for September crude under $77 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Bart Winkler with a Sports Minute, sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. It would have been one of the biggest upsets in Olympic basketball history. Instead, another legacy-defining moment. The USA men came back from 17 down, beating Serbia 95-91 on Thursday. Are they as good as the dream team head-to-head? We'll never know. But thrilling games like this aren't possible without the work the 92 team did on the world stage, and it's been a thrill to watch them both. I'm Bart Winkler.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet, because we believe that everyone deserves hard-working tools at hard-working prices, and that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
My name is Rich Holsenek, and I'm a candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children to protect their innocence and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. We also need to retain good teachers. I'm a Naval Academy grad, a 28-year combat vet, and Desert Storm Task Group commander and pilot. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich in the August 20 primary.
Paid by Rich Holsenek, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
I'm Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4. I am the only candidate with endorsements from our county first responders. It's unanimous. The people who lay it on the line every day to protect us, our professional firefighters, our law enforcement, and our EMTs believe I am the best choice for County Commissioner, District 4. I'm Ashley Hoffberger, and I am asking for your vote on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Ashley Hoffberger, Republican candidate for Escambia County Commissioner, District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We have some minor backups still lingering. It's a bit more of the same on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Also have some on Palafox Street itself if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. Last major spots in Pensacola are going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's going to have you backed up to I-10 at this time. And Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue. Outside of that, there's not too much. Maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And some on Caroline Street, that's Highway 90, if you're traveling eastbound, just passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, it's been cloudy here and there. Nothing too crazy, though. For the most part, a beautiful day. 89 degrees in Pensacola. We do have a heat advisory for about another hour and a half now. As we get into tonight, your low is going to be 78 with a slight chance of thunderstorms, which will bleed into tomorrow with a high of 96 on your Saturday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Coming up here on Tuesday is Bands on the Beach over at Casino Beach. This Tuesday is going to be the Astronauts. They've got a high energy, or they play high energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s and beyond. Comprised of accomplished and experienced musicians and vocalists, their versatility enables them to constantly add new and sometimes surprising music to their repertoire, keeping their shows fresh and their fans on their feet. Be sure to check them out at Bands on the Beach, 7 o'clock at Casino Beach. And remember, there's no glass or pets allowed, and you're encouraged to bring your blanket or lawn chair, so be sure to check that out. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, top three stories, and then we'll get into some sports. President Trump and Kamala Harris are both campaigning in the West today. Trump in Montana, Kamala Harris in Glendale, Arizona. New details about the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who attempted to assassinate former President Trump. They say that he selected Trump because he was the most prominent target that showed up. But apparently he was looking at either Democratic or Republican politicians. They also say he was pretty smart. He scored higher than 1,500 on his SATs and may have struggled with an undiagnosed disorder. And Brazil is addressing the plane crash that happened in his country today, saying that 62 people are dead After cell phone video captured the plane spiraling to the ground, killing all 58 passengers and four crew members. Those are your top three stories. Medal count in the Paris Olympics. The United States had a little bit of a lead over the gold medals. Now we're tied with China at 33 each. However, we dominate when it comes to total medals. 111, followed by China's 83. And the next closest, 57 by Great Britain. I erroneously said France was next with 56 earlier, but it's actually Great Britain with 57. So we're dominating when it comes to that. As far as activities that are going on the rest of the day today, Taekwondo, athletics, breaking, which is like breakdancing. Then you've got, I think, handball's all done already. And I think that's it. That's all we got left going on today, Taekwondo and breaking. Then when it comes to other sports, we'll get into that in 1 second. I do want to hit this tropical storm that's out there you're hearing about, Debbie. It just wrapped up. Well, it's still wrapping up. It's entering into Canada now. But where Debbie was, there's a new system out there, and it has a 60% chance of formation over the next 7 days. When Debbie was in that same spot, it had a 40% chance. So this one's already gaining strength faster. It still shows the same track that Debbie had, where it will go to the Dominican, Haiti, and then Cuba, and then possibly enter the Gulf. Yet it's still so far out there. Who knows? It might bounce out and stay out in the Atlantic. It might go right into the Gulf, and who knows where it'll go from there. So we'll keep our eye on that over the next 7 days here on News Radio 92.3. Austin, what do we got going on in sports?
Well, we had some of just the recaps of the Olympics today. The U.S. captured the gold medal in the women's 4x100-meter relay. I will say, last hour I was like, 4x100, and I'm like, I think that's how you say it, because I realized... Yeah, I've seen that race like mentioned, you know, of course, like during the Olympics and stuff. I don't think I've ever said it out loud. I don't think that is the name of a relay I've ever said. So I was like, 4x100. Okay, I think that's right. Anyway, the team led by Jakari Richardson and Gabby Thomas finished ahead of Great Britain, who grabbed a silver, and Germany, who won bronze. Meanwhile, the U.S. men's 4x100-meter relay team was disqualified after botching their first handoff. They have not made the podium in the event since 2004. And NBC reportedly plans to ask Snoop Dogg to be a part of its 2026 Winter Olympics coverage. If you have followed the Paris Olympics at all, you've probably heard Snoop Dogg's voice. He's been all over NBC's broadcasts, and he's been wildly popular. The president of NBC Sports described him as enthusiastic and added that they would be thrilled to have him back in any capacity. Those Olympics are going to take place in February of 2026, so we'll see. Outside of the Olympics, though, we did have news that PGA Tour legend Chichi Rodriguez has passed away at the age of 88. He won 8 titles on the PGA Tour and another 22 on what's now the PGA Champions Tour. In the NFL, a plane carrying the Carolina Panthers football team ran off the taxiway after landing in Charlotte. Apparently, the flight landed at Charlotte Douglas International Airport Friday morning, shortly after 2:30 a.m., before the right main gear exited the taxiway. But everyone's fine again, so that's no problem.
That's why you got to make sure all the linemen aren't on one side of the plane. You got to make sure all the linemen are balanced out. It's a safety protocol right there. That's what happens.
Yeah, no, that is true. Speaking of preseason games, because the Panthers, they were coming back from their own preseason game, which they lost 17-3 last night to the Patriots. We do have 3 this evening. They're all on NFL Plus. We got Falcons at Dolphins getting underway at 6 o'clock. Texans at Steelers get underway at the same time. That game's on the NFL Network as well. And we got the Eagles at Ravens at 6:30. If that were a regular season game, that'd be a great one.
Have you watched any of the Hard Knocks? Like, they did an off-season Hard Knocks with the New York Giants, and now they're doing the regular season. They had week 1. With the Chicago Bears. Have you seen any of these new ones?
No, I actually have not. I've heard a lot about it because, you know, I know Bears fans, but I have not seen it, no.
Yeah, they're good stuff. The off-season one I found to be very intriguing with the New York Giants, showing kind of how everything operates behind the scenes, per se, and then now getting into the Chicago Bears and their regular season or their preseason right now. It's been very intriguing to watch. I've always liked Hard Knocks. I've always thought it's been a very well done program.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating concept because, you know, a lot of sports fans want to see the ins and outs of how their team works, especially if the team is thriving or if the team sucks. I will say the Bears are going to be a big story because of Caleb Williams, and I personally am not convinced that he's some stud, but I guess we'll see.
In the Hard Knocks, they definitely they show that he's got learning, you know, curves, I guess you'd say. He's got a learning curve,
but
they're definitely making it sound like he's going to be the savior of the team. So we'll have to see what happens.
And yeah, I hope, you know, for their sake, because the Bears are a pretty humble franchise, I hope that that's the case. But I just know he had a pretty comfortable college career, so we'll have to see how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll get the MLB story in just a moment after traffic and weather here. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but they do appear to be breaking up. Same can be said for the backups on Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Still got some pretty heavy congestion on Pine Forest Road, though, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we got some backups if you're traveling northbound on Navy Boulevard, just passing Highway 98. Let's see. Outside of that, it's just going to be a little bit of backups on Highway 90. That's Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Glover Lane. As for the weather, more of the same. 89 degrees, cloudy skies, or partly cloudy, I should say. As we get into this evening, a low of 78, and tomorrow's high is going to be 96 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Looking at the MLB here, they're going to be racing to Tennessee next season. The league announced that the Braves and Reds will face each other in the first ever MLB Speedway Classic at Bristol Motor Speedway. The game will be played on August 2nd, 2025. And, of course, Bristol holds 146,000 people. So the league says ticket pre-sales will start next month with a public on sale expected in December.
It's pretty cool. It'd be interesting to see something like that.
Oh, for sure.
Trying new things.
They've done sporting events there. Very electric.
Yeah. Health and business and science headlines. The FDA is approving the first needle-free alternative to the EpiPen. It's a single-use nasal spray to treat allergic reactions in emergencies. Neffy is what it's called, from ARS Pharmaceuticals, can be used in adults and some children. The FDA says this may alleviate the fear of injections, making Neffy an important treatment option.
Yeah, I find that fascinating.
Because I would not want to have a shot. Forget it.
No, I haven't had shots in years. luckily, I don't need an EpiPen, but if I did, I wouldn't like it. A new CNBC poll finds that Donald Trump, he has a commanding lead over Kamala Harris on key economic issues. He leads Harris 48-46% overall in the CNBC All-America Economic Survey. But on the economy, Trump leads Harris by 2-1. 79% of Republicans believe their economic fortunes will improve with Trump in the White House, while 48% of Democrats believe they'll be better off if Harris wins, and 42% say it makes no difference. Trump has a 12-point lead on the second most important issue, which is the country's economy overall.
And cryptocurrency exchange FTX and its sister company, Alameda Research, are being ordered to pay $12.7 billion to their customers and fraud victims. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission said FTX will pay that amount to compensate victims of Sam Bankman-Fried's massive fraudulent scheme. Bankman-Fried was convicted last year on federal fraud and conspiracy charges and sentenced to 25 years in prison back in March.
Yeah, that story was huge. And lastly here, very quickly, Hollywood's video game actors remain on strike, of course. SAG-AFTRA, which remains, represents some 160,000 performers, is seeking the same protections against AI that are given to on-camera celebs. The union says that studios are not cooperating on that issue. Today marks the second full week of striking. All righty, just about 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got some pop culture and some softer headlines for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Hello, friends. This is retired Santa Rosa County Sheriff Wendell Hall. The clerk of court has a major responsibility to the citizens of our county. They are responsible for thousands of public records, which include court, financial, and treasure. I'm supporting Jason English for clerk of court. Jason has 8 years at the clerk's office as general counsel and chief deputy. He's a good, honest man that will serve us well. Please vote Jason English on August 20th. Thank you.
I'm Jason English, Republican for Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller, and I approve this message.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Hi neighbors, I'm Colton Wright, your current Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. Thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Public safety has always been my first priority, and I've made sure our sheriff's deputies have the pay and equipment they deserve. I've worked hard to improve our roads and infrastructure, improve our parks, supported Whiting Field, and I brought new jobs to our area. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships that benefit all of Santa Rosa County. Please re-elect me, Colton Wright, on August 20th.
Paid for and approved by Colton Wright for Santa Rosa County Commissioner, District 5.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
This throws me back to 7th and 8th grade. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. Continuing on, here are some pop culture headlines. There's been a third arrest made in connection with the foiled terror attack on Taylor Swift's concert in Austria. Officials said an 18-year-old who had been allegedly in contact with the main suspect was taken into custody. The 19-year-old main suspect and a 17-year-old were arrested Tuesday. Officials said the 19-year-old confessed that he did plan to kill himself and a, quote, large number of people using explosives and knives. Swift's three performances in Vienna this weekend were canceled following the arrests.
You know, I hate to say I called it, something I wish I was wrong on, but I will say, I think it was when I was talking to John Pickens when the first arrests were made just the other day, and I said, I understand why they want to cancel the, things, because you never know if there's another co-conspirator. And here you go, third guy was arrested. Yeah. Speaking of Taylor Swift, the only thing better than a relevant headline about her is one that really isn't. The father of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce has a pointed response to Kanye West after the rapper slighted his son's relationship with Taylor Swift in his new song, Lifestyle. So that's right. Kanye West and the father of Travis Kelce, the feud you never thought you needed. Ed Kelce posted that it showed mental illness on full display. The line in the song was, however, written and performed by rapper Lil Wayne. West has obviously had his on-and-off feud with Taylor Swift ever since he interrupted her acceptance speech at the 2009 MTV Video Music Awards. Bobby, you said that was cringy. I think that was probably the start of the era where, like, true cringe became a thing. Like, there was always awkwardness. There was always, like, ooh, But, like, truly, like, I wish I could hide. Like, that was the first time.
Yeah, that was definitely so cringy. Wrestling legend Kevin Sullivan has passed away at the age of 74. One of Hulk Hogan's biggest rivals in the 90s, Sullivan began his career in the 70s and became a national name when he entered the championship wrestling from Florida. WWE confirmed his death and saying he was a unique and influential figure in sports entertainment history.
Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you before we continue on with pop culture. Let's see what we got here. All right. So we were seeing some congestion die down. That includes on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. It's not nearly as severe as it was, but it is nonetheless present. Also has some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Let's see. What road is this here? Navy Boulevard if you're traveling northbound coming from Highway 98. And then it's going to be Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 with just a little bit of backups here and there if you're traveling eastbound towards the Home Depot. But that's very, very minor at this time. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, partly cloudy. Still have that heat advisory officially in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. As we get into this evening, it's going to be a slight chance of thunderstorms with a low of 78. And those chances of storms will bleed into Saturday. Hopefully won't affect us too much, if at all. But the heat certainly will. Going to be a high of 96. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Venezuela's president, looking for the ban on social media platform X for 10 days. It comes between a dispute between President Nicolas Maduro and owner Elon Musk over his claim to win the election. The U.S. says he lost. Of course, our own Senator Marco Rubio has been very vocal and very outspoken against Venezuela's president and accusing him of fixing the election. Well, now President Maduro is accusing Musk of inciting hatred, fascism, and civil war. Musk has also accused Maduro of major election fraud. So there you go on that.
Yeah, I mean, well, for years there's just been some... Venezuela's been a rough place. I don't know... I mean, I don't want to, you know, I can't speak on what's true and what isn't, but it's definitely not a good look to ban a social media platform, nationwide. That's not great. Rapper Travis Scott has been arrested in Paris one day after having a disorderly intoxication charge brought against him, dropped in Florida. Read that wrong. This time, the rapper was arrested after getting into a fight with his bodyguard and then with a security guard who tried to break them up. This was at a 5-star hotel in the French capital early this morning. Back stateside, the 33-year-old still faces a charge for trespassing in Miami after being arrested for causing a disturbance on a charter boat at the Miami Beach Marina in June. All right, so let's take a tally here. We've got disorderly intoxication. That was just dropped. We have him fighting with his bodyguard and then a security guard in Paris. And still in the States, he has a charge for trespassing at a Miami Beach Marina. Very nice. All right.
Yeah, this guy's all loaded up. No doubt about it. Jeez Louise. Let's go back through your top three stories here real quick. President Trump, Kamala Harris campaigning in the West today. Trump campaigned for Republicans in Montana tonight with a rally in Bozeman with his Republican candidate for Senate, Tim Sheehy, who spoke at the RNC. Meanwhile, Harris and Tim Walz will be in Glendale, Arizona today. And just a reminder, here in about a little bit more than a week, Andrew McKay and I will be in Chicago covering the Democratic National Convention and giving you all the feedback and insights from there. Plus, we'll be talking to the different delegates and getting their feedback on what's happening right there. Very interested to see what's going to happen. You know, Trump's been floating out there that President Biden may be a spoiler and show up at the last minute and try to say, never mind, I want to stay in the race. I don't know if that would act. I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, no, I'm sure not.
I think he's good and gone now. all the money, I mean, look, the amount of money that's supporting Kamala is astronomical.
Well, and you don't want to cause a rift with the Democrats when you're trying to band together to beat the Republicans. I mean, you don't want to.
Exactly.
Do that
why there's no challenge to Kamala, because they didn't want any kind of rift. They want to just band together and go from there. So I don't see something like that happening either. And but it'll be interesting. And either way, it's still going to be an interesting one. And Andrew McKay and I'll be there, 19th through the 23rd, broadcasting live from Chicago, which I didn't even realize, by the way, until we went to Milwaukee last time. We flew into Chicago and we drove to Milwaukee, and I didn't realize Andrew McKay is originally from Chicago area. He's telling me about all these different places, and he's all excited. So this will be an interesting trip going with him up there to his old stomping grounds.
Yeah, so I knew he was an Illinois Fighting Illini fan. I knew that because I think he may have done some teaching there.
He attended school there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I knew he was from there, but born and raised. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. All right, it is Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up next, we'll run through the local headlines, so stick around for that right after WEAR-TV's news on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.